Hey, Dork. I know you're in there. Why don't you just open up? Please? Listen, you sounded off on the phone. I mean, you've never actually apologized to me, and it's kind of freaking me out now. Come on. I promise I won't yell at you or anything. So please, just let me in. What the fuck happened to you? You are covered in bruises and, oh my God, is that blood? Oh, Dork. Did someone hurt you? Who? It's okay, you can tell me. I swear I will not let them get away with this. No one gets to put a hand on you besides me. No one. Hey, don't back away. I'm not upset with you. No, sweetie. Why would I be? What? They said that? No, this isn't what I wanted. Oh, fuck. Why do I always have to go running my mouth? Listen, Dork. I know I tease you, and I can get a little rough sometimes, but I would never hurt you like this. You believe me, don't you? Now, that little prank you played on me the other day was not very nice. In fact, it kind of pissed me off. But I wouldn't beat you up over something so silly. Oh, sweetie, just looking at you right now, black and blue all over. It kills me. Oh, I wish I could hold your body to mine until the pain dissipates. Press you close against my chest, never let you go. Come here, sweetie. Shh, you're okay. I won't ever let anyone hurt you again. I'm not hugging you too tightly, am I? Yeah? Well, I'll always be by your side. So don't hesitate to ask me to do this for you, okay? Oh, it's comforting for me too, having you in my arms. Being able to pet you so gently, like this. Oh, sweetheart, I'm so sorry. I should have protected you. But more than that, I should have been honest about how I feel about you. No, this is not a joke. Why would you even say that? I'm not just going to sit around when you're injured and bleeding. There's a difference between teasing your crush and being an actual bully, you know. Oh, when you called me earlier, as soon as I heard your voice shaking, the fear behind your words, well, it was obvious I needed to be here for you, to soothe you. Sweetie, I would do anything to make you feel better. Anything. Those snide remarks and playful threats were just that. I didn't really mean what I was saying. Though I don't expect you to completely forgive me either, because in the end I'm still responsible for what happened. I can't excuse what my friends did to you. I won't. It was cruel and vicious. They did it to make me happy, I guess. As horrible as that sounds, it's the truth. Well, they trust me. They see me as a leader. I met some of the girls when they were in a very bad place in their lives, and I stood up for them when no one else would. Yes, of course I did. That's who I am. And, well, maybe the path I led them on to isn't perfect. A lot of people around here certainly wouldn't think so. Well, at least it's something. At least I have someone they can rely on now. And we don't see each other as mere friends or as a gang like the teachers do either. No, we're family. So when I talked about you around them, or I complained about how much you pissed me off, well, I must have sent the wrong message. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. It's just we spend so much time together, and not only so I can make fun of you or whatever. I mean, as soon as I pretend to find you repulsive, or you make it seem like you could never get along with me, we still study together, and we help each other out when the chips are down. Ah, for goodness sake, you come over whenever I'm sick, and you feed me your homemade chicken soup. So sweet. Or what about that time I gave you a piggyback ride after you'd done an all-nighter and we're going to be late for school? Hell, we even eat lunch together on the rooftop pretty often. Well, sure, I usually do have to put you in a chokehold first and force you to come up with me, but it isn't like you can't say no. In fact, you have, when you've had a meeting with the teacher after class or something. And, well, I didn't drag you along with me then, did I? No, because seeing you hurt is the last thing that I would ever want. Though, that may not be the story I've been telling my friends. All those things, those quiet little moments between us, they've never seen me like that. They can't imagine me being so soft and, well, infatuated. It would freak them out, so I fib. I say that I'm making you feed me your lunch, or that I have you do my homework for me. Anything to hide the truth. Frankly, they already thought it was weird that I'm so obsessed with some little dork. It wouldn't have taken a lot for them to figure out that I actually like you. Well, more than like you. Then, when you pretended to ask me out, well, it all fell apart. Hearing you laugh at me for blushing and stumbling over my words, and seeing the shock in your eyes when I said yes, when you ran away only moments later, oh, that shit made me really, really angry. Fuck yes. I was a ball of rage for days afterwards. I felt like my blood had turned to magma. I wanted to destroy everything that I love, burn my heart to ashes so it would never hurt me again. Oh, my friends couldn't help but take notice. When they asked me what was wrong, I told them it was all your fault, that you'd play with my emotions and thrown me away when I became too troublesome. I swore I was going to teach you a lesson, make my little dork beg for forgiveness. I should have known how they react to that. There's no way to allow you to get off scot-free after seeing me cry. Still, this was too much. They made you call me, didn't they? To apologize? Did Jessie hold the phone up to you as she dug her knee into your chest? Yeah, that's kind of her signature move. I figured she would have pulled out all the stops for this. You know what the worst thing is? If I'd realized what was going to happen, I could have stopped them. Despite how they treated you, my friends truly are not terrible people. They listen to me. But some of them have anger issues. Well, fuck, so do I. Which is why I should have been more careful. I understand what it's like to have a short fuse. Better yet, if I'd been honest in the beginning and told them that I had a huge crush on you, this would never have happened. Oh, I guess it's too late to worry about that, though. The damage has already been done. All I can do now is comfort you. It's okay, dork. You don't have to act tough around me. Everybody needs a helping hand sometimes. And, well, I feel responsible for this, so the least I can do is nurse your wounds. Hey, don't worry. I can be gentle if I want to be. I swear you'll feel a whole lot better if you just relax and leave yourself in my care. So, come on. Why don't you take me to your room? Then at least you can sit down. There you go, baby. Just put your arm over my shoulder. I'll hold you up. All right, I'm going to put you down to bed now. Okay, dork? No, don't worry. I won't throw you on your back. You've already been through too much today. I think it's all right for me to drop the facade for a little bit. Oh, unless you enjoy being teased. Yeah? Would that help you heal faster? Nope, I didn't think so. Well, we can go back to our usual routine when you're better. For now, why don't you tell me where you keep your hydrogen peroxide? I'm very serious. I've been in enough scraps to know the importance of disinfecting your wounds. And, unfortunately, those do look bad enough to warrant it. Especially that cut on your arm there. They didn't use their keys, did they? Those girls really do not know how to hold back. You could probably send them to jail if you press charges. I'm not sure I could blame you if you did either. Well, you are a much more forgiving person than I am. All right, try not to move too much. I'll be right back. Here we go. Well, good thing you're stocked up. Do you get hurt a lot? Anyway, it's going to make this a lot easier. Okay, I'll just, here, pour a little bit on this cotton ball here. Yeah, dab it over this cut. I know it stings, baby. But you've got to bear with it. You don't want to get an infection. Good boy. You're being really brave for me. Aw. See? Feels better now, doesn't it? Is there anywhere else that hurts? Sweetie, you have to tell me the truth. I wouldn't be able to help you otherwise. Oh, he's so stubborn. Take off your shirt. I'll do it for you if I have to. All right, then. Shh, don't whine. I was plenty gentle. Now I can see all of you. Well, it doesn't look like anything's broken, at least. But these bruises are going to take a while to heal. You'll probably be sore for a week. Hey, don't be sad, sweetie. You've got me to watch over you now. I'll take care of everything while you get better, okay? Yeah, good boy. Well, you can rely on my strength. Does it hurt when I touch your chest like this? Are you sure? Because I can stop. Oh, you little shit. Well, that wasn't fair at all. God, you make me so confused. I feel like I should hate you. And yet, when we're alone together, I just get all flustered and excited. I do want to impress you. Have you praised me? It's kind of pathetic, to be honest. No, I suppose you wouldn't see it that way. All this time we've been pretending to be people we're not. And I think it's long overdue for us to give up on our awkward little performance. Sure, you are kind of a geek, and I do get into trouble more often than I should. But the truth is, we've always been pulled towards each other. Somehow I just know you stay awake at night, thinking about me as well, that you dream of waking up next to me. How we treat each other when other people are watching is not how we feel. It's just a smokescreen we use to hide from the truth. And for every petty insult, there's a profession of love left unspoken. I remember how we used to lie next to each other on the roof of school, just watching the clouds pass by. I could hear the wind blowing around us, and your breath. So gentle. I wanted so badly then to turn to you and tell you how I felt. Though, of course I didn't. For all my bravado, I was a coward. Afraid of the aching in my heart. Of my hidden desire. But I will not make the same mistake twice. I won't let another moment slip through my fingers. Kiss me, dork. such a good point.
What?
I'm going to make you forget all about those nasty bruises. Just relax, sweetie. Just let the pleasure take over. Feel your pain slowly fading away, being replaced by a warm euphoria. That's right, baby. Open your mouth. You slutty little dork. Do you like it when I suck on your tongue? Tell me if it gets to be too much, okay? I would want you to overexert yourself, given your current condition. Although, I doubt you really even care anymore. We've both been holding back for so long. Going slow is not an option now. It was so frustrating seeing you every day, yet never having you in my arms. I wish with every fiber of my being that I could swallow my pride and admit how much I needed you. And then, when you confessed to me, I thought it was too late, that I'd been deluding myself all this time. Hey, you don't have to keep apologizing. You were just surprised. I get it. Usually I would have chased you around the campus, yelling about how I was going to beat your ass. So, when I said that I wanted to go out with you, I can only imagine how confusing that must have been. It's not much of an excuse for laughing at me, but I think you've suffered enough for that already. Did you mean it, though? Like, it wasn't actually a prank, was it? You do want to go steady, right? good boy. I hope you're prepared, because there is no going back now. I am never letting you go. Even if you even think of trying to break up with me, well, I'm going to have to send my girls over to teach you another lesson. Sorry, too soon? Don't get me wrong, though. I am planning on showing you off. I'm going to keep you on my arm like a trophy wherever I go. Make sure all those preppy girls at school know who owns you. Oh, there's no use trying to lie. I've seen them eyeing you, baby. Yeah, behind those sweet smiles, there are nothing more than hungry animals. Predators biding their time. Well, I am king of this jungle, and I'm not about to let some scavengers steal my prey. You are my slut. And they'll get the message soon enough. And when they see us making out after class, me pinning you against the wall, maybe holding you up. No, baby. I'm done keeping my feelings for you a secret. I will take you wherever I want, however I want to. And if anyone has a problem with that, well, I would just stomp their fucking teeth in. My adorable little dork. You're getting me so worked up. Yes, you can touch me. Here, let me take my tank top off. Yes, good boy. Yes, keep playing with my tits. Do you like how heavy they are? If you're obedient, I'll let you suckle at them. Aw, listen to those adorable little moans. Did the thought of nursing in my bosom make you all hot and bothered? Mommy? Oh, well, yes, if you'd like, but I have a secret to tell you. I actually prefer being called Daddy. Yes. I told you I was king of the jungle, didn't I? Well, anyway, I like to nurture my little boy too. And precisely because I am a delinquent with a six-pack, I do believe I am the perfect femdaddy for you. Though, I know you got excited when you heard me say that. It's okay, baby. You don't have to hide it. You've had a long day. Daddy wants to give you some special treatment. Oh, you're lively down here. No, there isn't any reason to be embarrassed. I'm glad you have some energy left after what happened today. Well, if you quit squirming around, I might even help take care of that stiffy for you. My darling baby boy. Here, just relax while Daddy unbuttons your pants. There we go. Well, look at you bulging in your boxers. That's a good little slut. Lie back. And let me feel you up. What? Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. It is hard to hear you through all those cute little whimpers. Please, enunciate. Oh, poor baby. This isn't enough for you, is it? You want Daddy to wrap her fingers around your beautiful cock, don't you? Oh, worry, I didn't say you had to beg. I was just afraid of taking it too far. Well, you are injured, after all. Well, as ridiculous as it sounds, there is a chance you could pass out. But as long as you're sure... Here, I'll just slip my fingers underneath your waistband. And your cock looks so desperate, sweetie. It's already twitching for me. Oh, look at that. There's some pre-cum beating on the tip as well. My, my. Did you get like this just from staring at my breasts? Yes? Oh, come here, baby. I've been waiting for this moment for so long. All I want right now is to hold you close to my chest. To nurse my good boy until he becomes a subby little mess in my arms. Here. Oh, yes, just latch on, baby. Ah, oh, yes, take my nipple in your mouth. Oh, good boy. Yes, keep suckling as I stroke you. Oh, just let your daddy coddle you, sweetie. I promise you'll feel a lot better afterwards. Good boy. Don't worry, your pretty head. Everything's going to be all right. You're clinging to me so tightly. And the way your body is trembling. I know, this is really intense. To finally embrace the person you care about the most. I'm a little overwhelmed as well. Anxious, even. I can't help but think this happiness is only a dream. A dream that could collapse at any moment. You'll never leave me, will you? Ah, sweet, sweet boy. Daddy loves you so much. So needy. Oh, should I go a little bit faster? Here, how about I lip you up first? That's it. Daddy's going to get you all slippery with her spit. Must be amazing feeling my fingers gently squeeze around your shaft. To have your bully or your ex-bully fawn over you like this. To know she cherishes you with all her heart. You truly are lucky, Dork. Well, I am too. Here. Oh, good boy. Switch sides, baby. Even me out. You are just like a little baby. I wish I had actual milk to give you. Oh, I know it would drive me wild watching my sweetheart drink from my breasts. Maybe someday. Oh, you liked the thought of that, didn't you? Oh, you just twisted my hand when I said that. Oh, you're pulsing so hard right now, trying to fuck into my hand. You were such a cute little slut. Tell Daddy you're getting close, okay? Yes? Oh, yeah? Should I stop then? If you're a good boy, hold it in. Maybe Daddy will let you fuck her tight, little pussy. Or did you want to spurt your seed into my hand to come while I hold you close to my breast? Oh, that's what I thought. I didn't actually plan on stopping, but I figured I'd at least give you a choice. You've got me too worked up, baby. Yes, I need to feel you inside me. Mark you as mine. Here, get on your back. Oh, slowly now, don't hurt yourself. Good boy. Yes, just sink into that soft mattress and watch as I slip your jeans the rest of the way off. Well, I guess I should strip as well. There. Oh, the way you're looking at me. Are you trying to steal my heart completely, sweetheart? As if you hadn't already. Well, really? Oh, no one's called me beautiful before. Well, anyway, it's not like I'm really close to too many people. And even my parents treat me more like a boy. Yeah, do you like how cut I am? My muscles really turn you on. Well, I guess I didn't have to ask. You've only ever had eyes for me after all. My beautiful baby boy. Daddy's going to get on top of you now. Shh, I'm going to take control, okay? That's what you want, isn't it? Ah, it's a good boy. Now you remember, you have to tell me if there's any pain whatsoever. And please, please don't hesitate to say if you ever need to stop. You are everything to me, sweetie. I would never push you past your boundaries. Maybe right up to your boundaries, but not past. What? Oh, baby, I love you too. I always have. I wish I told you that sooner. But it's okay, because once I claim you, none of those lonely years will matter anymore. You'll be my good boy, my soulmate. And when we're together, you're the light that banishes the dark. And I don't plan on ever letting you out of my sight. Okay, sweetie. Yeah. I'm gonna guide you in. Yes. Oh. Fuck. That's a good boy. Oh, slow. A relish this moment. Oh, you're filling me up so good. Oh, are you ready for me to start moving? Oh, that's my cutie. Oh. I've been dreaming of this moment for so long. You feel so good. Yes, moan my name, slut. Show Daddy how much you love being her pet. Oh, sorry. I'll be more careful around your bruises. It's just, oh my god, it's really hard to go slow right now. I wanted to take you rough, pound you like the little whore that you are. And then once I'm done, I'll lay you on my chest and cuddle you to sleep. Don't worry, baby. Daddy's going to take care of you. Make you feel warm and protected. But first, I will use you however I want. I can't wait for you to heal from these wounds. And then I'll really be able to have my fun. You know, I've always wanted to try out the Amazon position. Oh god, you are so pretty. I can only imagine what it'll be like when I make you my whore. To look into those beautiful eyes as I rut you. Oh, good boy. Yes, kiss me. Give me your lips again. Oh, I love you. Baby, can you manage to move your hips? Yes. Yes, thrust up into me, baby. Yes, be a good slut. Fuck, daddy. As hard as you can. Yes, make me come. You're in the edge, aren't you? Oh my god, your balls are so full, desperate to release all that sticky semen. And you don't have to hold back, sweetie. Daddy's supposed to be taking care of you, remember? Yeah, so just let loose. Yes, just spurt your seed inside me now. No, don't worry about a single thing. Everything would be fine. I will take responsibility, I swear. Just focus on the pleasure, baby. Yes, on the walls of my tight cunt clenching around you. I'm going to milk you dry, you slut. I want to feel you leaking out of me for days. Oh, fuck, I can feel you swelling up. Yes, yes, do it. Come with me. Come beside me. Yes. Fuck. Oh, it's good. It's good boy. Oh, yes, just keep spurting. That's it. Empty yourself completely. Oh, shit. Oh, God. I've never come so fast. That's a good boy. Yes. You made Daddy really happy. How are you feeling, sweetie? Oh, you look totally spent. But that's okay. As long as you know that I adore you, that I'm going to take care of you from now on. Here, let me just lift up. Here, just scooch over a bit. I'm going to hold you again. Oh, there's my darling baby boy. I'm still sorry for what happened today. Yes, it was horrible how my friends treated you. But I hope this makes up for it. Even if only a little bit. Yeah? Even Stevens? That's right, sweetie. Well, now that you're mine, you don't have to worry about anyone trying to mess with you. No, fuck no, you don't. In fact, once I explain everything to my girls, I bet they'll get slightly protective of you as well. That's right. It'll be an odd shift for sure, to go from being beaten up to having your bully and her posse watching over you. Or, well, I guess I'm your girlfriend now. Your girlfriend? Your daddy? Your protector. That's right. Get some rest. You're definitely going to need it. I'll stay with you until you wake up, and then maybe I'll go out and forage for some food for us. And I'll maybe get some extra first aid, band-aids, and painkillers.